Yeah, I mean, it was, to backtrack, my son and I always love comedy, and we always watch Jim Jeffries on Netflix, and then we just happened to look because my daughter, who had a lot of Girl Guide trips, I'm like, hey, let's do something for you. He wanted to do a comedian somewhere else. It was crazy. I'm like, let's just try Jim Jeffries. I just searched this song. I'm like, he's going to Regina, Saskatchewan, like, out of all places. Like, WTF, like, what's going on here? Like, hey, let's see if this works out. Boom, boom, boom. I'm like, hey, let's do it. Let's make it happen. So we bought the tickets. My son, Naveed, bought the tickets. And I said, okay, buddy. And like, for Father's Day. He bought my tickets for Father's Day. Mm. And, you know, looking back, I said, hey, you know, you don't have to buy that. He wanted to buy the VIP experience tickets. I said, no, Dad, I want to buy those tickets. I want to meet Jim Jeffries. I love him. I think he's pretty cool. It'd be amazing. I'm like, okay, man, let's do it. So we, you know, paid, what, $250 a ticket.
Yeah, I think it was like $500 in total.
$500 in total. Mm-hmm. And I've never been to Saskatchewan, never been to Regina. We both never have. And next thing you know, we're flying in, and this is why we're here.
Yeah.
What did you think of the show?
Really good, yeah. Really good? Funny.
Mm-hmm. What was your favorite part?
Oh, when I mentioned the Blade Runner act. I think I was like 10 when I first heard it, and it's always been my favorite.
The Blade Runner, Osworth Historia, yeah. Sort of, yeah. Yeah.
So what does it mean to you to have your son buy tickets for a comedian that you guys absolutely love to come to a city that you've never been to before?
Oh, it's amazing. It brings tears to my eyes. It you know, it goes back. I mean, I'm going to go a little deep here, but it goes back to with my father, and there's only certain things that I think there was one time that we actually had this sort of relationship or sort of an event or moment. I was 34 when this happened, and here now I'm 47. He's 14, and you know, we got to share this experience together, and we'll never forget it. Mm-hmm. It was amazing.
It's a step up from just going to the local hockey game, isn't it?
Oh, you can't teach it, right? It's amazing, right? Because it's not even the same thing. Because you have that, you know, with comedy, I think, and Jim, and it's a connection, right? A connection that you can share with each other, and you always have this moment and this experience forever.
What does it mean to you, Naveed, to spend this time with your dad, coming to a city that you've never been to before, kind of on the spur of the moment sort of thing?
It was good, I guess. It was nice. It was nice to spend time with him and just hang out and watch Jim.
And you did homework.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's not all at the I show, did. Though, so.
Yep. Homework.
2 days of school, he left, so.
Yeah.
But it was pretty special.
So, if as a father, what would you say to sons about this sort of thing? You mentioned it means a lot to you to do this sort of thing. What would you tell other fathers or sons about this sort of event, this sort of experience?
Number one, time's short. We don't know how much time we have left in this world. And to have experiences and moments and connections that we had today, there's no price on that. So, you know, at the end of the day, we look back now and think, man, that's really cool, right? It was a very, very precious time we had, and we'll never forget it, right?
What would you tell kids your age, Naveed, about this sort of experience? What would you encourage them to do?
Get a job so they can spend money on what they want.
Two different things.
So you guys have a great story to share. It's, hey, what'd you do for the weekend? We flew into a city we'd never been to before, saw a great comedian, and had a great experience with my dad and my son.
Mm-hmm. No, I mean, he's awesome. Naveed said, he goes, there wasn't one bad joke, Dad. There was not one bad joke.
No, they're all good.
Like everything, but everything he does, it just ties right in, right? And I think he's relatable to everybody, right? Like, I mean, look at, relatable to a 47-year-old and a 14-year-old.
Exactly. You know?
Like, that's pretty cool.